Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's Hump Day.
And welcome to Hump Day right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. But you know what? Because we are, you know what, we have, you know what?
The more complex,
the more complex the mind, the more childish the pursuits.
No, it's like you marching. You like this. There's a roteness. What is it about that whole cadence? It's like a roteness. On Wednesday, it must be this.
Well, yeah, but then that leaves Monday through, that leaves Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday that are just chaos.
Okay.
Hey, it's 7:07 in the morning here today. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 13th of January, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're having audience participation day today for the first hour, and we want to talk about things like, what would you do with the $1.5
billion? Oh,
you know what? I mean, if you win, or, you know, when you win, what would you do with it? I mean, really? I mean, would it ruin your life? Would it make your life greater? Would it do? I mean, there's all these things. There's questions about it. Would you put it in a bank? Would you put it into? What would you do with it? Would you just hold it, sit on it, lay on it at night?
Now, what was the one thing that one of the guys from the Shark Tank? What's his name?
Mark Cuban.
Did you talk about this yesterday?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, Mark Cuban has some really sane advice, I would think.
Yeah, but one of them is, Don't give any money to anybody
to your family.
Yeah, to your family or anybody that asks you. He says, don't give anybody $1 million. They don't need $1 million. They don't need $100,000. He says, you're going to find people you didn't even know that were in your life. They're going to show up. Yacht sellers, real estate agents, you know, all types of things, you know.
I was actually trying to place ourselves, or you and me, and I know we have to continue on with the show, but telling you the weather and all that stuff. But I was thinking about, you know, once that happens to a person, when they walk into the room, at that very moment, they're changed. Their lives are changed forever. So you can't, I mean, can you be anonymous? When you walk into a room, do people then treat you as if you are like one of the richest people? Oh, my God, your life is, you think differently. I mean, what happens? I mean, a lot of these people have just had tragedies happen in their life. Many of them have gone bankrupt.
Uh-huh.
I would like to hear the success stories myself, but, you know, I mean, what do you, it's all of a sudden you don't know what to do with that sudden fame.
How much would it change you, and how much would it change what you do? You know, I think it would be as, and we've known rich people, and those people
are different.
They are treated differently.
But they are different.
And they are a little bit, yeah, but a lot of these guys have been raised, you know, with wealth. But I'm just saying is that, of course, you're going to be treated a little bit differently. But look, let's do the weather. We got
all
people
right
on the lines already.
Currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you today? Wind advisory today till about 10 o'clock. Heavy rain. Love that. We slept with the windows open last night. Fantastic. Feels so good. 52 will be our high. Chance of showers tonight with our lows of around 39. Tomorrow, again, calls for heavy rain. Let's just deal with it. Get out your rain gear, folks. Heavy rain tomorrow night, and as we go into Friday, again, rain. So the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Shop local, stay local, folks. It's really nice to have people that get behind that. It's a local business getting behind stations like ours here at KCNR locally owned. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, what's on your mind? Good morning.
Good rainy morning, you guys. First thing you do when you realize that you've got the winning numbers in that Powerball, the first thing I would do, I think it's good advice for anybody, is you call a trusted attorney and you employ that attorney, give them a buck whatever seals the deal, so he has to keep your information private. That's confidentiality between attorney and client. And then you get a very good accountant, and then you create a limited liability corporation, and you go collect that ticket under the name of that corporation, not under your own. You can keep anonymity that way.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you know what, and that's one of some of the things Cuban said. He said, first of all, you know, just like you said, you get a good lawyer, and you get a good tax guy, a real good tax guy that understands how taxes work at that stratosphere. And, but that's a good idea, going to an LLC, so the LLC picks it up. You could have a representative show up there. But they, see, like but they would know. But you know what? I can't help but think, Coach Bob, that you would know if it was sold. First of all, you know it's sold in Reading, right? And then when you showed,
announce it immediately.
Yeah, and then when you showed up at the next time you play at the Senior Center, and that in that Ferrari
with the guy behind me hauling the equipment that I'm hauling right now on my way to the Senior Center.
There you go. You drive up in that Ferrari, and you've got a 2-man gang pulling in all your new stuff, and you know they might just say, you know what? I wonder if Coach Bob had anything to do with that.
Well, yeah. Actually, first thing I do is go out and buy a $200,000 Mercedes S650, and it wouldn't have the gleam of the Ferrari, but boy, it'd be a nice ride.
Well, as you should.
The fact that you know what a Mercedes 650, whatever that is, you know, shows me that you're...
It's the most expensive thing they've got for a sedan.
Oh, okay. That shows me you've been kind of out, like, kind of just chopping just in case. Have you bought some tickets?
Yeah, actually, I have some.
Well, you know, isn't it funny how I won't go down and buy a ticket unless it's like that $300-500 million, you know, dollars worth. You know, it's like that's like I turned down $10 million or even $1 million or $35.
But people
are coming across the borders, I mean, to win. Anyway, okay.
That's funny. Hey, that's what I know, unless you've got 10 seconds to tell you a very fast Donald Trump story that happened last Sunday.
Okay.
He's in Reno. A couple of friends of mine and a customer over there in Nevada went and saw him. There's around 10,000 people in the auditorium, according to the Reno Gazette.
Wow.
Trump is teasing all of the news media that's there with their cameras, and he calls them those guys. He said, those guys, hey, you guys, turn around those cameras and show the crowd. No one would turn their cameras around to show the crowd. They had marching orders to keep the camera on Trump.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
It is interesting.
Well,
that's the beautiful
Trump,
thing. Of-
Trump was not named by name by Obama last night in the State of the Union, but he was alluded to.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about the internet too, because you can take your cell phone and you could scan the crowd and then post that, because that's just as you know.
Yeah,
sometimes
big,
people are watching internet more than they are watching television. But Bob, thanks so much. Coach, have a great day. Thank you again for blessing the Senior Center and playing your wonderful
game.
Well,
I'm pulling in right now, so we'll talk to you another time.
All right, sounds great. Thanks. And good morning, Bob Belongi, as well. We didn't get
Hello,
your way
Bob.
In this morning.
Yeah,
good morning. We're in chaos again this morning, because even though we started off like we do on Wednesdays, it immediately went into anarchy.
Well, it's like...
what would you do?
Well... Very similar, you know, I'd hire the lawyer, I'd hire the accountant, then I'd go to somebody like Pinkerton Detective Agency to watch them both.
Well, oh, wow. You'd have to hire somebody to watch them. But here's the thing is, I mean, what about the idea of forming an LLC?
Yeah.
And then somebody just picks it up for an LLC. But see, you know what?
The attorney.
As soon as they find out that the LLC, you know, then you can just track that back, whoever formed it.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to really hide it. Well, frankly, it's kind of like... I would immediately go down and have it notarized. You know, I mean, make a copy and have it notarized, and I'd put it someplace really safe, and then not do anything for 2 months except get everything set up. Everything set up so that you can, you know, so that it would be just, you know, instead of just going down there.
Imagine the frenzy!
Oh
my
gosh!
Yeah,
people camping out at your house. You know what?
Here's Jarhead. If nobody came forward for 2 months.
Yeah. And here's Jarhead said, Mom, Dad, I just wanted to tell you how much how much I love your radio show and appreciate you both. Now can I get my allowance? $1 million would be okay. That's okay. Yeah. You know what? You can hang on to that one.
You can laugh about that. And it is, you know, funny and tongue in cheek. And we know Jarhead. But the reality is that is exactly the kind of thing that happens to people. They get, you know, the woes of probably the next door neighbor. My granddaughter needs her teeth. She's got, you know, she's got bones.
Oh, no,
something wrong with her bones. She needs a new this. Oh,
well,
my
God. That's
why
you set up a foundation for those kind of things. Anyway, hey, but, you know, there's another thing you could do with it is you could take, you know, all your whole family and you can buy them sleep number beds. You just buy them all sleep number beds. Buy Bob's sleep number bed. Buy those Bob's sleep number beds because sleep number is rated the number one.
By the store.
Yeah.
First come, first served. Have a sleep number.
Have a sleep number day. Just make it the best.
It's like a free
make
Mac.
Make it the best day in history at the Reading sleep number store. But you can go on down there because sleep number beds, first of all, are the best beds.
You have to listen here
are rated
first,
folks. Number one by, yeah, rated number one by Consumer Reports. And it's in their bed. Right now you can still get $600 off the i8 bed, which is rated, you know, one of the top rated beds, you know, of course, in the sleep number line. And then, you know, health, for your health, it's sleep and it's diet and it's exercise. And sleep under the sleep number is just outstanding.
Okay, here's my testament.
Sleep IQ technology. What's your
testament? My testament is that, you know, a lot of colds and stuff are going around, and I know well enough with my immune system that when I start to feel really punky or puny, that I really need to rest. So I cleared my schedule yesterday, which was kind of tough to do, but thank God everybody's understanding. And I really did, I rested. I really needed to rest, especially after the holidays, and just, you know, just this, everybody knows this feeling. So, anyway, okay. I spent a great deal of time resting on my sleep number, going to bed last night very early, and I woke up this morning feeling like perhaps I'm lucky enough to not have had the gunk go into me because I warded it off with deep sleep and rest. And I think that's the beauty of the sleep number bed is the deep, deep sleep that you get.
Okay.
Okay, that's my testament.
And Sleep Number is located in the Target Shopping Center right over on the kind of left-hand side with where the Vitamin Mart is. And go and see Bob or Janice. We'll take a break now. It's 7:18 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Coming to the historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen. It's an Annie sing-along party, and you're invited. It's the movie musical with all the words on the screen. A great opportunity to slap on a curly red wig and sing your heart out with the rest of the audience. It's the Annie sing-along party at the Cascade Theater, Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get your tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University. Calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement. A live fashion show and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
It's time for a year-end clearance sale at Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue. Every 2015 Kia Optima needs to find a new home. They've got to go now.
Every 2015 Kia Optima comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, plus you receive complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased.
Take advantage of huge customer cash incentives like $2,500 customer cash right off the top or $1,500 KMF cash and 0% financing for 66 months when you finance through Kia Motors Finance. Either way, you're getting a wonderful car from a great dealer and at a clearance price.
No games, no hassle, just a great deal. It's clearance time at Reading Kia. Let's do this.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer. Go to Kia.com. Subject to prior sale on approval of credit. Ends 2/29/2016.
Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue, on Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we all made it through Christmas, and we're bearing down on New Year's. We got two more used heaters in and ready to go, and a whole bunch of new ones that just came in. So give Johnny a call and get a free estimate. Northern Lights Energy, kerosene heaters and on-demand water heaters, is what we do. If you're tired of big electric and propane bills, come on in and let us show you how we can save you money. We have red and clear diesel, kerosene, gasoline at all of our plants and card locks. If you need a 5-gallon pail or a whole truckload, give us a call. In Corning, see Miss Robin. Weaverville, see Joe. And in Reading, ask for Kathy, Sherry, or Candace. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, happy holidays, and we do appreciate your business. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:23 in the morning, 49 degrees, going up to 52 today with lots of rain. So be prepared for that. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The State of the Union. Takeaways from that. You know, it was different. It was a different, it was a completely different type of State of the Union address where they talk about things they want to do and all this kind of stuff. There was a number of changes. Something just as, something as simple as, but really noteworthy in the fact that he failed, that he talked about, he did not mention the First Lady or the people he invited. That's different because they always mention, you know, the First Lady and these and the guests that are invited, but he did not do that. He did not highlight the guest of it. Nothing about guns. He didn't mention guns once. But the other things he said, too, was politics need to be fixed. You know, frankly, he's, you know, I mean, of course he's right. Politics need to be fixed. There's way too much big money in it, too much, too many lobbyists and all this stuff. Both parties have become very much the same. Politics need to be fixed, but what he didn't mention was that part of that problem was him. But this is one thing he did acknowledge, and this was, I know I found this kind of unusual, is that he failed to bring the parties together. He acknowledged that he failed to do that. Now, there could be a variety of reasons of this, some of this on his side, and of course some on the other side, but the fact he acknowledged that was, I thought, was that was kind of interesting, that he would do something like that, that the parties are further apart now than they were.
And they are.
And racial divides in our country seem to be further.
It feels like it.
It feels like it. You know, I could be wrong, because I'm looking at it from a white man's point of view, and you might talk to a person of color and say, no, they're about the same. You know, they may be a little bit worse, but... No, it's always been like this because I'm looking at it from my vantage point.
Mm-hmm.
And like you look at things from your vantage point. He wants to focus on, he said, the focus on the future. He did talk a lot about global warming. And he said, you're going to be lonely out there since most everybody thinks it's, you know, it's happening and that mankind's helping to cause that. He did say something. He's put, you know, Joe Biden's son died of cancer, brain cancer. And he has put Biden in charge of putting together a kind of a what they call it, a moonshot, like we did when we landed people on the moon to find the cure for cancer or find as many cures for cancer as they can, because cancer, of course, is in so many ways. And they have found a variety of ways of curing cancer or, detecting cancer early so they can cure it. But he said that, you know, he would like to see that, you know, this be set on a pace that in 5 years, it, you know, instead of a 10-year program, it becomes a 5-year program to again, keep pushing on this. The other thing he said is ISIL, while it's a serious threat, cannot destroy our nation. And he's right. You know, ISIL will never destroy our nation. Our nation, if it's destroyed, will come from within. And that's the unfortunate part about it. We will become weak. We will become so intent on making sure everybody's happy that somebody that is stronger will come in and take it. Maybe not, you know, not right away, but they'll just keep chipping away and chipping away and chipping away till one day that we don't have anything and it's too late for us to come back. So is ISIL a threat to us right now? No. Is the theory that we can implode there? Absolutely. The economy, the divides, the fact is that we have places in the United States where young men are being killed at a rate that is just unbelievable. And there's no jobs. There's the education system has failed them. In Detroit the other day, the mayor comes out and he says, I've got gyms in schools that the floors are so warped you can't use them. You've got kids wearing coats in class because it's so cold. They don't have the school tools they need to be able to learn. I mean, and so when you have a school system that's failed these children, what else do they have? They have violence and some other ways of trying to achieve notoriety instead of being smart and getting a job because there are no jobs. Insecurity in our country. These are things that need to be provided. You know, a warm bed. You know, something as simple as that and the opportunity for a job. So there's failures there. Yes, Mr. Obama, there are failures there. You cannot all be laid on your feet, at your feet, but a lot of them can. All these things that, you know, that we're spending money on people that are coming here illegally and taking jobs when it could have been spent on education reforms and then with Obamacare that has caused people to lose their doctors, you know, less people are being able to see doctors. I mean, the idea that, you know, that parts of that Obamacare are good ideas, but, you know, whoever comes in next as president has got such a load to carry.
It's true.
That's just what I think.
Some of the top stories. Tell me what you want me to click on. Iran releases 10 U.S. sailors.
Okay. We had two boats, two kind of riverine boats, the smaller boats, heading to Bahrain. One of them somehow, nobody knows exactly what happened, one of them's engine quit, and they were both together. They both ended up on Farsi Island, and the Iranians took them. And they took control, and they questioned the sailors. It happened yesterday, and they were released today. But I tell you, got everybody, you know, Obama didn't mention it last night.
Mm-hmm.
Could be it's because Kerry had already said, hey, look, you know, it was an accident. They know it was an accident. They're turning them loose. Nobody was hurt. I don't know if they seized anything, but so far it looks like everybody's fine.
Okay, Rams. L.A. Rams.
Moving back. Los Angeles Rams, but they also said there's room there for another team. It could be the San Diego Chargers could go up there, and they both use the same stadium. Or if San Diego doesn't want it, Oakland can move down. And this was like a 30-2 vote they had. But, you know, and the thing about it is that I guess you could put two teams in the same stadium, a national football team and an American football team.
To be built by 2019, they're going into Old Hollywood Park racetrack.
And they're rebuilding the whole thing. How much are they spending?
I think it's $2.19 billion. Probably a couple Powerballs. and it's all privately funded. It's going to be privately funded. Yeah. Okay. I wonder who will, but they still have to do. You always wonder what they're going to name who they're going to name the arena, that kind of thing after. Armed Oregon occupiers to reveal departure plans.
Well, you know, it's time, guys. I mean, you brought attention to what's happening. You know, the government has, you know, they've said we want all this. Well, the government's just ignored them, which, you know, frankly, in a situation like this is a thing to do. There's nothing going on out there. It's not like they're on the intersection of a big freeway.
Nothing worth escalating over.
Nothing worth escalating over. They've made their point. The two guys that they were wanting to, you know, that they were protesting about went to jail quietly. I bet there was some kind of, you know what, though? I can't help but hope that the prosecutor said, look, you just go in there, go quietly, you'll be out in a year. I hope that's it. Because they're putting people in jail for burning 143 acres. And they're putting them in jail for 5 years. Can you believe that? And something that they thought that they could do.
He's a 78-year-old guy.
You want him to die in jail? You know, hooray for the federal prosecutors. Good job there, federal government.
And that's all I have on this end as far as, like, some of the top things that are coming out as besides the State of the Union, six takeaways, the Rams.
Yeah.
there is a headline about cops failing shooting a girl 12 years old while during eviction. The Powerball, of course, and this is really gross about this
and
guy.
There's two, and we're going to have the chief of police will be on. We're going to have continuum of care right here, right now after these breaks. But then the chief of police is on. I want to talk about all these shootings we've had. We've had two major shootings here in the last couple weeks. And what does this portend for the future for 2016? Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:31 in the morning here on the 13th of January, 2016. 49 degrees out there. Going to be raining hard today.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Wednesday, the 13th of January.
That's David Bowie, Carl.
27 minutes until 8 o'clock. Who's David Bowie?
Oh, come on. We were watching.
Didn't he die at the Alamo?
We were watching.
Jim Bowie. Okay, I'm sorry.
Sometimes your sense of humor is a smack.
I'm sorry. You know what?
No, last
you know
night
what?
We
you,
were listening.
You said, oh, don't you remember this? Don't you remember this? Don't you remember this? I went, no, I don't remember this.
Well, you were off marching and combating around the world. Anyway, so we were watching this musical journey of David Bowie. We ended right at 70, I think 77. So it was really interesting about how he was
we were watching
Ziggy.
It.
And then
Ziggy started.
And then he put Ziggy to rest.
Ellen knows about this?
I'm a huge... Actually, I saw David Bowie live in San Jose
20 years ago?
We're all looking like you. We're not worthy. So, yeah. So this would have been Let's Dance, before Let's Dance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. His first song was Major Tom.
Oh, Major Tom.
See, I mean, when you was about the military.
Yeah. Anyway, currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios. It looks like we're going to have a very rainy day today. Wind advisory out right now. Today calls, again, for heavy rain with our highs of 52. Chance of showers tonight with our lows of 39. Tomorrow, heavy rain is predicted as well with our highs of 48, lows of 41. With heavy rain on Thursday night as well. Friday, going into more rain. Let's just face it, folks. Bring out your umbrellas. We've been praying for the rain. We've been doing the rain dance. God, we hope Shasta Lake is full. And we're going to party on the lake this winter. Bob's great.
She's coming up an average of 6 inches a day.
Hey.
Oh, see?
Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Senior Veterans Discounts, 365-3793. Okay, we're here with Continuum of Care.
Yes.
And Ellen Pfeiffer.
Yes.
And Ellen showed up here ready to go because she's already had her boxing lesson today.
Yeah.
She's a part of a boxing club?
It's just a boxing training.
Boxing training.
Something I've wanted to do for a long time.
And you started it today?
At 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Good for you, girl.
Now, are you punching each other yet? Or?
Not each other, but we did the sparring thing with the guy with the gloves.
Oh.
I got to have gloves on and got to hit the bag. And
oh, wow.
Are you starting to do that thing where you can make the bag go to 150 counts per second?
This is the big long bag,
The heavy bag.
Yeah.
It's called the heavy bag.
The heavy bag.
The heavy bag. You punched the heavy bag.
Yes, I did.
Well, you know, it feels good, you know, to just, it's fun to do different things to change it up. Like, I'm going to be taking aqua classes.
Very
good.
And,
I mean, this gal puts, like, these fins on your wrists, mm-hmm, and on your ankles, and then you spar in the water,
mm-hmm,
and I took one and I said, that's just it, I'm going to use parts of my body I forgot were there. It's really different than an on ground workout. So then also with your sparring and your so congratulations, but we're here to talk about other things.
Continuum of care.
Yes.
What is the continuum of care?
The continuum of care is a consortium of service providers, nonprofit, public, private, that work together to provide services to our homeless population.
Okay.
Now, here in Shasta County.
This is both from the county, the city, and private, then, like you said.
The members are, yes.
Okay. Now, is this a group that kind of gives guidance on how to do this, or
well,
or
it's actually mandated in order for us to receive funding from HUD, Housing and Urban Development, out of the government, we need to form this continuum of care. And they have guidelines how to bring it together. And per the guidelines, we have all the folks, social services, Good News Rescue Mission, a lot of organizations, the vets, that deal with the homeless. So we can work together and coordinate our services.
All right, so our guest this morning is Ellen Pfeiffer. And Ellen, before we go into a lot of the background, volunteering, what exactly PIT is, the headlining of that, let's find out about you.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got involved with this project.
Very good. Well, I worked in the Bay Area for about 35 years, and my husband and I retired 10 years ago. We moved to Shingletown, and it was nice up there, but I realized I really wanted to do some things along volunteering. And driving 44 back and forth almost every day got very tiresome. And we moved into West Reading about a year and a half ago. And as a result of that, I've become very, I was very active in the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King speech. And then when that was over, I looked around and saw some opportunities to work with the homeless and talked to a lot of the service providers and wound up getting very active in the continuum of care.
Well, great. Okay, so this is an organization.
And there's something that started. One of the things that Kristen Schrader did with her
yes.
homeless study was to, you know, figure out ways we can help with the homeless thing.
Yes.
And one of them, I think, is, and there's been this argument, is how many homeless do we really have?
Exactly.
And so you can't really help or make plans unless you know how many.
That's exactly my
position. You can plan
position.
On 500, yes. And there may be 5,000.
Correct.
So what
By the
is,
way, just yeah. so you know, Kristen, sure. Kristen is a very active member of both our Continuum of Care and the Point in Time Working Committee.
Okay. So this is called the Point in Time Homeless Count.
Yes.
And it's going to be in Shasta County. And it's going to happen when?
The actual day of the count, per the HUD guidelines, this event, the one-day event, needs to occur in the last 10 days of January. And so this year in Shasta County, we're doing the count on January 26th.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm an extremely visual person, I need to, in my mind, see how you do that.
Okay. it's a rather complicated process. We've been planning this year for about 8 months. And the way you actually do it, there's two groups. There's the sheltered folks and the unsheltered folks. The sheltered folks are pretty easy because we have about six either emergency shelters or transitional houses that house the homeless. And obviously the emergency shelter is the Good News Rescue Mission. So we have a survey that is comes right out of HUD. And we actually go out and talk with the homeless and ask them questions, not only about being homeless, but who's with them. So we want to look for families, their age, some demographic information like do you abuse alcohol or do you regularly use drugs? A lot of really, really good information. So
you ask them where they come from?
We do not ask them where they come
Don't
from.
Don't you think that would be important?
Actually, we have asked them that in the past, and this year we made the decision to go exactly by the HUD guidelines. And so we are not asking that question this year.
All right, so
think that could be an important question to ask? Well, it's where are they from? I mean, if they're from our own cities,
yes.
In this area, it would be okay. I mean, and then that kind of gives you a grasp of what it is. But if they're coming in from Florida or Idaho or other places, I mean,
right.
and there's lots of them. That would tell us something too.
That
right?
would, and I can tell you, this is certainly a question that Chief Paletti has.
Well, it should be a question all of us have because. I mean, and I realize you're following the HUD guidelines, but I'm just looking at this since this is a group of our own people doing
right.
this, and that we're going to be the ones to have to fix this since the government's not going to fix it. We have to as individuals.
As a community.
As a community. Individuals yeah. in the community fix this, that we should have an idea of where all these people are coming from. If we have 5,000 homeless and, you know, 500 of them are from this area and 4,500 have somehow gotten here, I would think that would be important.
All I can tell you is my experience last year and in working with the homeless, that is generally not the case. I know an opinion that several people have, but most of the people I have talked to were either are from here, that have fallen out of the system, have come into Shasta County looking for jobs and couldn't, or have relatives here. Now, granted, in talking with some of the surrounding counties, we know in the winter, MODOC, for instance, MODOC County folks come here because being Alturas when it's 14
it's,
below is insane.
Well, yeah, and that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
But in general, we really don't see that many people in January. Now, other times of the year, that may not be the case. Mm-hmm. But in January, we really don't see that.
So
situation.
You're looking for volunteers. I'm looking at the list here. You're reaching out to college students, civic nonprofit organizations, service providers, service groups, faith-based groups, businesses formerly homeless, veterans, etc. that can volunteer. And the event takes place January 25th, midnight to January 26th.
Yes.
Where?
Okay. Where is the event?
Yeah. How do you go to the event? And how do you find out who? Where you, where the, how does the word get out to the homeless to even come in and do this?
Okay. Believe it or not, many of the homeless know about this.
Okay.
And we're working one of the big, as I said, the Good News Rescue Mission. We will be going on the late evening at the Good News Rescue Mission on January 25th and trying to capture as many homeless people that are coming there. What we're going to be doing is we are serving pizza. And we're hoping we're going to get the word out, and we're hoping we get a number of people that are living unsheltered in outside in camps to come in so we can count them. Then on the morning of the 26th, we actually have survey teams, and that's what we're looking for, volunteers that go out to the camps. And then in the after they go out into the camps, they go around Reading. So they're going to go to, let's say, the Kmart parking lot and the Walmart parking lot and along the river where we know that we'll find unsheltered folks.
How are you going to ensure that you don't have the same one twice or three times?
Very good question. There is on the survey, and it's a one-page survey, on the survey there are two key identifiers. One is initials and one is birth date. And what we will do after all the surveys are connected is actually set them into a like an Excel spreadsheet and verify that we're not duplicating. So it's a key component to what we do after the surveys is to determine that is to ensure that we're not duplicating.
We need to take a quick break here. We're with Ellen Pfeiffer from the Continuum of Care, and they're talking about this point in time homeless count to figure out how many homeless. To get an idea how many homeless there are in the Reading area. And when we come back, we want to talk about what is literally homeless. And two, our veterans are going to have any questions about veterans. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Reading Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
Welcome to Wellgate Sports Club. I'm Deanne Lawrence, your membership director. Every member of the Wellgate team have raised the bar to ensure that you, as a valued member, will experience high-end amenities and a quality of service that exceeds fitness industry standards. At Wellgate Sports Club, we understand that each member has unique fitness and lifestyle goals.
Hi, I'm Tina Brandt, Team Training Director. Wellgate Sports Club has implemented several small group training programs, including our popular saltwater aquatic group training, and now the TNT program, which offers the expertise and direction of a certified personal trainer without the expense of one-on-one personal training. All Wellgate Sports Club trainers are credentialed, experienced professionals who are committed to our members achieving their health and fitness goals. To inquire about Wellgate small group training programs, please contact the Wellgate Fitness Director at 530-768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club, where you will experience exceptional every day.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, everybody. It is 12 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 13th of January. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, veteran-owned business there, with Espresso Joe's, with any type of great coffee or drinks that you can imagine, beers, wines, all of it there, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a great, great, great walk-in humidor. All of this right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Linda.
Our guest this morning is Ellen Pfeiffer. Again, we're talking about the PIT homeless count that's going to be taking place in Shasta County January 25th. Welcome back to the show.
Okay, well, thank you. It's great to be here. By the way, it's January 26th.
I'm sorry. Okay, midnight January 25th.
Yes.
Which is January 26th. 01.
Yes.
Okay, you're talking about literally homeless. What is literally homeless?
It's a very good question, and what I'm actually going to do is read the words right out of the HUD guidelines. Literally homeless is defined as has a primary nighttime residence that is public or private place not meant for human habitation. Number two, is living in a publicly or privately operated shelter designated to provide temporary living arrangements, including congregate shelters, transitional housing, hotels, and motels paid for by charitable organizations or by the government, or is existing in an institution where he or she has resided for 90 days or less and who resided in an emergency shelter or place not meant for human habitation immediately before entering that institution.
So living in camps, under bridges, on the streets.
Absolutely.
Went into an institution. And they were still living in that institution, but they were homeless. And when at the end of this time period, they're going to go back out again.
Right. What we're really hoping to capture, for instance, at the Goodness Rescue Mission with their 30-day-in, 30-day-out folks, that we pick up the folks that are 30 days out.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Rick.
Ranger Rick here. How are you doing?
Good morning.
All right. Hey, I just real quick, really disappointed to hear that you're not asking those people in that survey, the PIT, where they're from. I thought that was the genesis, the whole purpose of this thing here. I know law enforcement really wants to know, and me as a veterans representative, I want to know. I'm very disappointed to hear that this isn't going to go forth and ask where they're from.
Well, Rick, I appreciate your question, and actually we were just talking about that some more when we were offline here. I think we have asked that in the past, and I think it's a very, very good question. And so I will take that question. As I said right now, the survey is exactly per the HUD guidelines. But I will certainly take this concern and the input I'm receiving this morning, take it to our planning committee meeting this afternoon, and share this with them. And as a committee, make the decision how we will approach this question. I think Kristen Schrader is also looking at this particular issue, and I think and who we work very closely with, and I think we will come up with some data.
Yeah, because Rick, we're getting a lot of comments in the chat room too about.
Alrighty.
Well, appreciate your call, and that's important. That's a big voice that we're concerning right now. We were asking a guest, Ellen, at the break, and you know it's really nice to hear her, Ellen. Not a rebuttal.
Mm-mm.
But you know what? I'm going to take that because,
you know, this could be a good question. I think it is.
And you work very closely with veterans organizations.
Yes, I do.
And in this way, too, is that it kind of gives, especially when a veterans rep, and Rick is one of the ones around here, helps them find jobs and everything, you know, having that kind of background. Okay, so now we get all the count.
Yes.
Then what happens?
Okay, very good question.
In case y'all are wondering how come I am coming up with such great questions, because Ellen handed them to me when she walked in. You know, I mean, these are really good questions. I mean, we would have probably gotten around to them at
some
point. Nice
to have PowerPoints.
But you know what? She's got them just right here. So let me exactly say. So how will we use that data?
Oh, one of the reasons I got involved with this year is now there is a HUD requirement to submit the data, the compilation of all the questions we have received, and they have very specific formulas that we need to compile the data into for HUD. But I feel, as a community member and as very interested in how do we approach this this problem that our community has. How do we approach this with some solutions that truly work? And so, as I said, we're working very close with Kristen. We'll be reporting back to the Kingdom of Care Executive Board, and we're truly hoping that this will help determine what kinds of services we need going forward. As you said, the numbers have been tossed around over the past several years, and we feel that this year we're really trying to get the best count we can. Now, granted, it's a one-day count. So
in January.
In January. Not
during a rainstorm.
Not my call. But, you know, it's get as best count as we can to go forward and determine what kind of services we need, work with the police department, well, work with the county.
On this one right here, okay, so HUD gets these numbers. Now, HUD has, in the past, has forced communities to build housing.
Yes.
Is this what we could see?
Well,
that HUD will take these numbers, so you've got this many homeless, you have to provide this much housing.
Well, personally, I would like to see that happen. The approach that we have right now...
As soon as HUD pays for my mortgage.
Well, you know, actually, the California state has just... there's some legislation in Sacramento to provide $2 billion to the counties in California to help address this problem. There is a model that has been very, very successful throughout the country, and that's called Housing First. Uh-huh. And that once you get a homeless person into a house, you can start to truly address all their other issues, mental health issues.
And Salt Lake City's shown that.
Absolutely.
And the guy out of San Antonio. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, for the sobering center and all that. But I think that people need to know is that this, you know, that the government can come down and say, okay, you guys will build it. And, you know, I mean, if they want to provide the funding for it.
Let's go to the phones. Daphne, welcome to the show. Do you have a question or a comment for our guest?
Yes. I wanted to agree with one of the last callers about asking your homeless people where they come from, because when these people wind up dead on the street, you have no idea of where to contact for their remains or relatives. And I think that's a real important question. Should be added to your list.
I understand, and I certainly have. I think there's resounding opinion that we need to address that issue. So, again.
Daphne, thank you so much.
Thanks
for calling.
Thanks a lot for the call.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
And, you know, you kind of wonder, I didn't want to go, you know, dive in there personally, but, you know, recently somebody just, they found somebody dead in the parking lot, and they couldn't trace where that person was from. And I don't know if that was here locally. I just remember perusing through a headline. And I had a hard time because there was no ID, so it was a homeless person.
Well, we found that's happened here in town before,
yes.
You know, over the last couple of years. First of all, I applaud you,
yes.
Alan. I will ask you these questions because these are questions in my mind.
For your activism.
But I applaud you for what you're doing.
Thank
you. We need to do this, and especially on the veteran side, because you're hearing all different types of things. Oh, 25% of all homeless are veterans. Well, are they? I don't know. We don't know that. And I would love to find that out here in Reading, because that's something we can work at.
Yes.
You know, nationwide, you know, is nationwide, but something like that. But now you still need volunteers. Now, how do people get a hold of you?
Okay. There is a website to sign up. And, boy, I hate doing this over the radio, but I'll try to read it off to you. It's http://BeLikeBoy.it.ly/1XPLikeBob Q T B Bob.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll put that in our chat room. Let's
put
that
in
there.
Or they could contact T Salmon, SAULMON, at co.shasta.ca.us. That's the county of
Absolutely.
Shasta.
Bob's okay. going to post that website.
We're going to put it on our website.
He's going to put it in there right now.
Thank you,
Alan,
Bob.
We really, and you're the chairman of the Shasta County Continuum of Care.
No, actually, I'm the chairman of the working committee, Chairwoman.
Okay.
And just so
point
you,
and time count.
Yes,
right.
Just so you know, we have 25 people that have been really working on this. I'm just the chairperson.
Well, I just, again, want to thank you for what you're doing. And, getting our arms around this. It would be nice to know where they come from. Yes. I think you're getting that from people that, you know, from calling in. And so that we can, you know, put together a plan.
Yes.
Because it's been enough.
Yes. All right. We all agree on that.
Thank you very much.
It's been great being here.
Well, you know, anytime. And you know what? After it's over, come back.
Oh, I would love to.
Oh, I'd love to talk about this after you come back.
I promise that.
We're going to take a break. Come back for 8 o'clock hour with Chief Paletti here on KCNR 14.
He's out there drinking coffee.
60. The Chief is...
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The views and opinions of...
President Obama urging Americans to rekindle their belief in the promise of change, the hope he says first carried him into the White House. That was a theme he hammered home last night in his final State of the Union address. The Democratic National Committee chairwoman, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Florida, meanwhile, says the Republicans are misrepresenting the progress made under President Obama.
7 years ago, we were in the worst economic crisis that we'd faced in generations, really since the Great Depression, losing 800,000 jobs a month. And, you know, by any measure, you know, we have made remarkable progress. 70 straight months of job growth in the private sector. More than 17 million Americans have health insurance that didn't.
Some economists dispute the president's claims. Republican Congress and Tom Marino of Pennsylvania, meanwhile, says he's skeptical about the president's call for more cooperation on Capitol Hill.
I'll meet them halfway, but halfway is halfway. It's not 100% his way. So he talks a good game, but why didn't he implement what he was talking about tonight over the past 7 years?
The State of the Union, it's just about on life support, says evangelist Franklin Graham.
Our country is in trouble. We're in spiritual trouble.
Graham told hundreds of people gathered in Tallahassee yesterday that, quote, America is being stripped of its biblical heritage. 10 U.S. sailors detained by Iran after their two boats crossed into Iranian waters are back in U.S. hands after having been released by Iran today.
The timing of this incident was unfortunate. At the end of this week, the process of lifting sanctions imposed against Iran due to its nuclear activities will get underway. Iran's willingness to resolve this episode quickly is a signal that despite continuing opposition from hardliners in Tehran, the potential economic benefits of lifting the sanctions regime are too great an inducement to allow anything to derail the nuclear deal.
That's BBC's Jonathan Marcus reporting on Wall Street. The Dow is struggling right now. It's down about 20 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The First Hostage, a new novel from New York Times bestselling author Joel C. Rosenberg. The president is missing, and the unthinkable becomes reality. The result is a global high alert, a constitutional crisis in the U.S., and the world brought to the brink of catastrophe. The First Hostage, from Joel C. Rosenberg, another adrenaline-charged political thriller snatched from today's headlines. The First Hostage, now available at your favorite retailer or at joelrosenberg.com.
Apple keeps defying a PC industry trend, and we get more on exactly what that is from correspondent Jeremy House.
While other major computer makers saw shipments drop last year, Apple increased the number of Macs it shipped worldwide. Analysts at the Gartner research firm estimate manufacturers shipped 288.7 million personal computers in 2015, down 8% from the year before. Analysts at International Data Corp put the total at 276 million, a decrease of over 10%. Meanwhile, both firms say Apple saw an increase of about 6%.
That is Jeremy House reporting. On a continent pockmarked with struggling and some near failing economies, there's an exception. The German government says it balanced its budget for the second consecutive year in 2015. The finance ministry says it recorded a surplus of more than $13 billion, in fact, last year. The government was able to do so without any new borrowing ever since 2014. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Well, some sadness for St. Louis fans and some happiness for those in Los Angeles now that the NFL has agreed to allow the Rams to return to Los Angeles after a vote yesterday by owners. This Rams fan, Zach Collins, says the move was a foregone conclusion.
It's extremely tough. I remember when they came here in the 90s. I was a kid, and I was so happy. And now it's like the exact opposite spectrum to see them walk away. And it just felt like the fix was in from the beginning.
L.A. could wind up with two teams, as owners also voted to allow the San Diego Chargers to relocate to the area as well and share the same stadium. Alabama has been picked the number one team in the final Associated Press college football poll just hours after beating Clemson 45-40 for the national championship. It is the 10th time the Crimson Tide has won the AP's national championship, which goes back decades before there was even a playoff game. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning here on the 13th of January, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Remember the Hanna-Barbera cartoon? I mean, that ages me, but it was Roadrunner and Coyote.
Warner Brothers.
That was well after my time.
Was Hanna-Barbera then?
No, that was the Hanna-Barbera's Flintstones, Jetsons, that whole house. Different animation.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, came running in like, you know, when you have the...
talking to Ellen Pfeiffer.
I know, but you came in right at the...
You know, I am glad that she's in charge.
Me too. I'm glad. She's a nice lady.
She listened to people. She said, look, the feedback she had was absolutely, she's going to take it back to the committee, and she's heads up the point in time committee and say, look, we need to take a good look at just asking people where they're from. And we're going to talk to the chief here in a couple minutes about what he thinks.
Absolutely. We had Daphne and Rick call in this morning. Really appreciate
it. Chat room.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, as we start our 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR 1460, good morning. Of course, it's the 13th. If you're just tuning in, we're so happy to have you. Currently 49 degrees. Wind advisory till 10 a.m. this morning. Heavy rain predicted today and chance of showers tonight. Heavy rain also tomorrow in the forecast with heavy rain. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. ADD boy. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at
653-7793. Bad Bob, there was a big wreck out on I-5, but it looks like it's been cleared.
It's all cleared up. You do realize that your lowermost rib is in direct line with her elbow.
She loves me.
Girl's over here doing a dance.
She loves me.
Anything to get me going.
Traffic again flowing normally on I-5, and a big salute, of course, to the folks who have to go out and respond to such things. End with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. You know, John Bastiani has started a business here. He started it during the tough times during that recession and has been a great success because of customer service, having the guns that people want to buy, also having all the ammo you could possibly want. I mean, making sure his customers had ammo, and he's got every type of shooting accessory you can imagine. All of that, and customer service, great gunsmithing, and Seth Stokes, who teaches concealed carry and hunter safety. All of this one-stop shopping at Bastiani Arms, who gives discounts to veterans, by the way, real discounts. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Go down and see them. And in the building.
In the studio.
In
yes.
The studios.
Chief
wearing
Paletti.
His blue.
Yeah, and all shiny.
And shiny.
And ready to go this morning. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
How are you? It seems like it's been a long time since we've seen you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And, wait. Oh. This is the only time I get control.
Yes, ma'am.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. Just a few days ago.
Monday. Yeah.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Do you ever say, Mom, what's my birth story?
No, my mom's made that very clear on several occasions.
It was around 4th of July or something like that, and we were celebrating.
No, not that kind of birth story, when she gave birth to him.
Does she call you.
And say, you know what it was like?
I was in labor with you right now.
I had my mom one day. Yeah. I said, I need to hear details.
No, my mom was in the hospital 20 minutes, and I was
oh,
out.
Well, you were
ready. She said you were ready for the world. Yeah. Your brother was like 30-something hours, yeah. But you were ready for the
small,
world.
Small.
Came out. Yeah.
Just pop, in and out. Yep. I went back, you know, and sat down. We were having bingo that night.
Well, anyway, good happy
morning.
Belated birthday.
Thank you.
We're
and
so happy to have you here in Reading, and we just feel like you've been the greatest addition to us. And also, you know, you need to hear this because we're going to give you some love here. Nice to have your accessibility. I think it's really important when you're in a position of authority, like the head guy, the chief of police. Do you come on our show once a month? People can call you. They can meet you. You're out there. And I don't know if in other communities and cities they have that much accessibility as we have to you. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, a bunch of things. Let's start off with there's been two shootings.
Yeah.
Here
yeah.
in Reading. One
Happy
was a,
New Year.
One, yeah, it was a murder, and there's two suspects you're running after right
well,
now.
Well, one of them turned himself in last night. The male did. The female has not.
Are we talking about for which one, though?
For the homicide.
He turned himself in?
He has turned himself into the jail last night. So.
Wow.
Well, yeah, it's on.
Any reason why that would be?
Well, you know, these are ongoing investigations, so, you know, I got to let the detectives kind of, you know, do their work.
But this guy's a big felon. I mean, he's a big-time felon, isn't he?
Well, I mean, you know, there's two sides to every story, too. So sometimes they turn themselves in because they want their side of the story told, too.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's been arrested several times before. This isn't his first.
Yeah, no, it's not. And you know, it's good that, you know, he came to, you know, when we put people out, we hope that they will see the light and come turn themselves in so it doesn't end up, you know, in a different scenario when you catch them. Yeah. So, you know, it was half of that duo is in jail right now.
And then there's there's a woman now that y'all are looking
yeah.
for.
Yeah, and we hope that she'll do the same thing.
And then there was another shooting.
That was Sheriff's Department.
Oh, okay, Sheriff's Department out there.
Yeah.
I mean, he was shot in the buttocks.
Yeah, and then we had the, you know, obviously the officer-involved shooting the other night. So
yes, and the officer-involved
shooting the other night. Yeah, so we're dealing with the poor detectives have been, they've been a little busy lately. You know, the Reading Police Department has nine investigators in detectives. So they've, you know, we had the officer-involved shooting one night and then the homicide the next night. So those guys were out almost 48 hours straight. They were mm-hmm. working really hard.
Have they caught the other ones? They had a photo of the girl that was in the second shooting, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the Sheriff's Department's case. I haven't heard yet today. I came straight here from home. So as of yesterday, I don't think they did, and you'd have to ask the sheriff that one.
So what's going on? Anything different, or is it just like, because every so often we go through these, like, remember
they
one time we had the five shootings at one time.
They always seem to come in threes, so, yeah.
Watch out, Bob.
Yeah, it was a hell of a start to the new year, so we'll, you know, it's been, you know, all of last year, we didn't have any officer-involved shootings, and so, you know, we were due. The sheriff had a couple, we did not, and so, you know, it's a bad circumstance any time that you have those, and you know, we had nine officers involved in that one, and you know, the other officers really, you know, stepped up to the plate and you know, filled the overtime so that we could get them through their, you know, critical incidents.
How long are they off for that?
Well, when we put them on admin leave, and there seems to be a misconception that we put them on admin leave because we're, you know, the officers are in trouble or something, and that's really not why they're on admin leave. They're on admin leave for, you know, their own health reasons. You know, we do a critical incident stress debriefing. We make sure that with, you know, have them seen by a police psychologist to make sure they're okay to come back to work. So getting those appointments and things like that set up is the real reason for the 3 days. And if I thought they did something wrong, the admin leave would be a heck of a lot longer than 3 days.
Yeah, well, you need. Yeah, and I understand that. And they do that in every case. Plus, they need to be talked to by a counselor.
Right. And, you know.
Because of taking someone's life or at least being involved in something.
And one of the changes that we made when I became chief is that we also, you know, when they go see the psychologist, we pay to have their spouse go with them. Because this is
a good idea.
You know, this is a traumatic thing. Now they've got to go home and explain to their family, you know, why they were in danger to the point where they had to take somebody's life. And that's a dynamic in the family of a police family that is very difficult to deal with. And, you know, there'll be, you know, a week or so from now when we release the names, their pictures will be in the paper and their kids are going to see dad's picture in the paper and people are going to ask their kids at school, you know, what happened with their dad. So there's a family dynamic that we have to pay attention to
for
the mental health of
a common practice, or is that just something that you're realizing now that it really it's a ripple down effect that post-traumatic or the stressful incident, something like that, really does affect the family? I mean, when did this start to happen?
Well, it started with the Reading Police Department when I became chief. But, you know, it really is, you know, we focus a lot on, you know, training of our officers for physical fitness and their firearms and the legal and all the stuff that comes with being a cop. But we need to make some, you know, make sure that we're making investments in their mental wellness, too, and making sure that they're just like the military.
Just like the military.
Is really realizing with the extended combat, with resiliency training and mental health and you know, the mental wellness of the mm-hmm. of the personnel as
well. Oh, okay. Gosh, that I applaud Reading Police Department for that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I went to the website and I saw Reading's Most Wanted, and I'm seeing there is a rise of women in crime. I want to see, is that something I'm just seeing now, or we'll talk about it when we get back from the break. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air. If you need anything done in your heating and cooling systems, especially heating systems when it's going down to 39 at night, you want to talk to Martin and Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State. Alliance Heating and Air is the best in the North State. Give them a chance. Give them a call. 221-2642. If you've got an emergency out there, they're going to stay there until it's fixed. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. They've got all types of good deals going on out there and sales going on. Give them a call. 221-2642. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Play. We talk about women in crime when we come back, but also some of the other things that are going on here in town.
Coming to the historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen, it's an Annie sing-along party, and you're invited. It's the movie musical with all the words on the screen, a great opportunity to slap on a curly red wig and sing your heart out with the rest of the audience. It's the Annie sing-along party at the Cascade Theater, Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get your tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The trade school at Shasta Builders Exchange in Reading is nationally recognized and provides the training and education that will prepare you for a career in the construction trades. According to the California Employment Development Department, job growth of carpenters is projected to grow 30% and plumbers 24% from now to 2022, much faster than the average for all occupations, creating more than 5,000 jobs a year over the next 5 years. Will you be one of them? The trade school now offers both carpentry and plumbing training programs, each accredited by the National Center for Construction Education and Research. The carpentry and plumbing programs are both accepting applications. These programs offer evening courses to allow you to work during the day in your field of study. Graduates finish at the journeyman level. All enrollments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Classes are filling quickly. Deadline for spring registration is January 15th. To learn more, call 222-1917 or email training@shastabe.com.
To thank them for their service, veterans receive a discount on tuition. Call Shasta Builders Exchange today.
Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University. Calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement. A live fashion show and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
It's time for a year-end clearance sale at Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue. Every 2015 Kia Optima needs to find a new home. They've got to go now.
Every 2015 Kia Optima comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, you receive complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased.
Take advantage of huge customer cash incentives like $2,500 customer cash right off the top or $1,500 KMF cash and 0% financing for 66 6 months when you finance through Kia Motors Finance. Either way, you're getting a wonderful car from a great dealer and at a clearance price.
No games, no hassle, just a great deal. It's clearance time at Redding Kia. Let's do this.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer. Go to Kia.com. Subject to prior sale on approval of credit. Ends 2/29/2016.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue, on Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:21 in the morning.
I think that she liked that.
Yeah, she looked around and went, I know that.
Yeah.
Grew up on that.
What's the name of that?
That's ingrained. Isn't that something blue?
Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues, that's right. 29 degrees out there, going up to 52 today. It's going to be rainy all day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, this weekend, my friends, started Saturday night at Wind River, is a fundraiser for Millie and Kathy at Classic Cafe. They're selling a lot of tickets for this. I tell you what, there's going to be auctions and raffles and speakers, and Congressman LaMoffa is going to be there. Linda's going to be singing. I'm emceeing along with Vinton Stevenson, and all the proceeds, all the proceeds are going to go to Millie and Kathy. Classic Cafe, maybe replace a stove. They have done so much. So much. The sisters who have been doing this for over 21 years have been, and much longer than that probably, but have been here helping veterans and the community. It's not just veterans, but it's also the homeless and other groups. They need a little help, and I tell you what, the community has stood up for this, but there's still probably some tickets left that we can stuff some more people in there. So you go down and get your tickets at Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue or make a mortgage. Give them a call, find out where you can get it. If you can't do that, then there's always room for donations. And did you have something about Classic Cafe?
Well, I was going to say, yeah. I was working at KPAC back in the mid-'80s when they opened the restaurant. And, man, that place immediately was just they were big supporters of the veterans in the very beginning. And just two of the nicest ladies
you
ever
in there,
in your life.
Breakfast and lunch. Get your hugs when you walk in, Millie and Kathy. Great breakfast, great lunches. Now, and then Sunday, the largest wedding show in Shasta County. The largest wedding show.
The Bridal Guide Wedding Show at Simpson University.
There's going to be tents out in front, so you know, when you're coming in, you're not going to get wet. They have people. They have cars driving you back and forth from different spots where you're parking. But it goes from 11 to 3. There'll be a fashion show.
Fashion show starts at 1.
There's music. There's going to be
all kinds
prizes,
of vendors.
We're looking at like about 80 vendors.
Well, they give away, first of all, one lucky winner. It was really fun to give it away on my show last year. Somebody's going to win a honeymoon cruise. And how that goes is that, you know, when you come in, it's $7 to get in. So each person fills out a form and find out if you are in fact a bride or whatever. And I don't know how the process, but we did give it away last year. A honeymoon cruise, and they're also giving away Disney tickets.
Tickets to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Now, this is Avanti Travel. Avanti Travel is giving away the cruise, and I tell you what, people are just really excited. 11 to 3, there are lots of brides coming, but if you're thinking about marriage, you're thinking about getting the cost and all that, but we've got, we're covering everything there. everything from dresses to photography to videos to venues to food, everything. Anything
wedding
you can
planners.
Imagine. Wedding mm-hmm. planners, everything. Okay. And that's Sunday out at Simpson University. All right.
Now we did our PSAs and our live reads about what was happening this weekend. Let's go back to the question before we took a break. And, we, of course, our guest this morning is Chief Folletti. We have a lot of things to talk about. But I needed to find out this because this is just maybe I'm seeing this. But I went on to Reading's Most Wanted, and there are 15 women. I don't know. I guess, and most of them are burglary, controlled substance, and grand theft.
Well, and that's, you know, addiction is not a something that's limited to males. And typically what we're seeing, most of our theft in Shasta County is really related to drug addiction, methamphetamine and heroin. So when you see the controlled substance with the theft, one leads to the other. And so there, it's not a male crime. It, now, males are a predominance, obviously, and I can get exact demographics of male to female breakdown of arrests. And we've got a town hall meeting that we're preparing for now. I'm a little delinquent. You know, on the quarterly town hall meetings, we had my crime analyst, when we got ready to do it, she, you know, had a baby and decided to stay home and be a mom. So we had to, you know, find a new crime analyst, and Mike Murphy is there now, and he's trained and ready to go. And then we did the building move, and we just got pushed so far into the end of the year that it made no sense to do one in November and then do another one with one more month of statistics. So we'll do that as soon as Mike can wrap up the year in statistics, and maybe that's something that we'll include in that so we can explain to people. But, you know, females have always committed crime, and most of that is related to the addiction that comes with, you know, which is our biggest challenge in Shasta County, is drug addiction that leads to most of our crime.
Comments here said women have always been behind it, but now with all the metro men in skinny jeans and man buns, that they're having to do their own dirty work now. So they are tough as some of those guys anyway. Don't forget the merces. Okay.
The merces.
Now, other comments came in here, and I know what we want to talk about, the computer system and the blueprint for safety and all these others, but about the neighborhood watches.
Uh-huh.
It seems like these neighborhood watches are catching on, and we live in the Western Ranches area, and we have a nice size nighttime patrol working all night. They have really done some good deeds. They even know on knock on doors and tell folks about garage doors that have been left open and all those things. Yeah.
Well, one of the things that, you know, Jason Schroeder was working as our volunteer on Neighborhood Watch. And unfortunately for Jason, his business has gotten so busy that he had to step away for a while. So Terry Moravec and her husband have stepped up to run and help Barbara Crumrine, our CSO, with the Neighborhood Watch program. They've worked with Mike Murphy, our new crime analyst, and if you look at the Reading Police website or the Facebook page, we now have a map showing what neighborhoods have neighborhood watch programs with a direction on who to contact if you want to start one in your neighborhood. We're going to restart the neighborhood watch captains meetings as well. Jason was running those. Terry's going to do it now so that we can get information and, more importantly, receive information from neighborhood watch captains on what's going on so we can get better information.
Silver Creek, Copper Creek areas, they've got, you know, they're doing it during the night, in the morning.
Yeah, if you look at the Facebook page, it'll show you who your neighborhood watch coordinator is for your area. And if you don't have one and you want to start one, get a hold of Barbara at the Reading Police Department, Barbara Crumrine, and she will link you up with Terry, and we'll get you guys started. So Neighborhood Watch is still very important in our community. It's a linkage to the police department and residences.
The moving forward on the blueprint for safety.
Uh-huh.
What's going on with that right now?
We've got a meeting set up the 20th. Brent Weaver is setting it up with the Reading Crime Watch group. It's open to the public, and we're going to do a forum. Now, you know, the consultant's made his recommendations, and obviously there's – you know, it's 100-something pages long, but, you know, if you look at the Reading Police Department portion of that, you know, he cites a lot of, you know, inefficiencies in the department that we fully acknowledge. You know, that's the purpose of this computer system upgrade that we're doing. We had to wait, you know, and I realize I've been talking about this for a couple of years, but nobody's writing a check. So we've had to wait for the AB 109 municipal funds to come into the city. We've been kind of stockpiling those. So we think that the entire project, by the time we're done, will cost the three general funds of Anderson, Sheriff's Department and the Reading Police Department less than $300,000 for a $2.5 million project.
This is for the
computer system.
So
upgrade.
Everybody's in on that then.
Yes, absolutely.
As they should be.
It's a countywide system. We're going to replace the system from CAD dispatch, which is intake, all the way through mobile computing, report writing, jail management, all the way through crime analysis, and it'll all be one database, which right now it's three databases.
Does that tie into the Highway Patrol, too?
No, it does not. They're a completely separate entity with their own computer system, their own radio systems, everything
else. Is there a statewide system that everybody has access to?
That's the California law enforcement system, and there's a big initiative and has been for, 10, 15 years to do data sharing amongst police departments. If that system, though, came into play today, we would not be able to participate because our system is from the last century.
Yeah, but the new one.
The new one, we would be able to.
And yeah. I'm not sure why we don't have a data sharing system throughout the state, and it ties into the feds.
Well, California's been working on it for a long time. DOJ has, and they just haven't got there. CHP is a little different animal because it's a statewide agency and it's so large and. But
broken in divisions. Into divisions.
Right, but the divisions all tie into their own state contracts, and so therefore they're different, than everybody else throughout the state. But, the main thing is you got to start somewhere, and starting with, coordinating the computer program and getting it up to speed in Shasta County is the start, and then we can start tying and getting agreements with Trinity and Tehama and Siskiyou and start kind of growing out from there. But we can't with our current system. It's too old.
Okay. All right. We're here with Reading Police Chief Rob Play. When we come back, I want to talk to him about this point-in-time homeless count and the impact that would have. There's the things that we should be looking for this year, too. The 2016 changes. We saw that you put some more people in on the streets for the downtown policing, which seems to have gotten a lot of attention and a lot of people liking that. It's 8:30 here on the 13th of January, right here in KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 49 degrees out there. Going to be rainy today. 605-4567. If you have a question for the chief, we'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsek for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community, the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM on your dial. And good morning, chat pack to all of you. 8:33 in the morning. It's the 13th of January. And we are here enjoying 49 degrees this morning. Our highs will be 52. And we do have a wind advisory before 10 o'clock a.m., and we have a prediction of heavy rain today. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop. Head on down and see D.C. Tim or the Man in Black Logan down there. Veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold, best haircuts in town, the cheers of barbershops. You know what? I can just go on and on and on about how great these guys are down there and what a great barbershop it is. They're going to need to expand, you know, frankly. There's a lot of people go down there. It's just my opinion. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway, right up the street from Classic Cafe.
And if your travel plans today include heading out on 44 or 36, we're seeing a lot of snow out that way, checking the radar. Yeah. Northbound I-5 looks like you're going to run into a little bit the transit from Dunsmuir to Mount Shasta City, so plan accordingly. Carry your chains.
Our guy's heading back from Salt Lake City today, so that should be an interesting run back from Salt Lake City. He said it was clear yesterday. All right, Chief Rob Plotty is our guest, and let's go back to the blueprint for safety for a little bit. The plan, you know, it had a lot of suggestions and all that, and it kind of supported things that you were saying in many ways, but one it didn't was when it said, oh, yeah, more community service officers, but we don't need more sworn officers.
Well, there's a combination of sworn and CSOs that are recommended in the blueprint. The problem is that I wouldn't necessarily – I don't agree with where he's putting them. And if there was an infusion of $25 million into the county, you're still not going to get the Reading Police Department back to its pre-recession levels. So if you look at where we were compared to where we are now, everybody focuses that we've got four positions temporarily back, but we were down 21 sworn and 16 community service officers. So that's roughly 37 people handling calls for service that we don't have anymore. There used to be almost 20 detectives. There's 9 doing follow-up on major cases. So, you know, I don't necessarily agree with the staffing portion and the way that he did his staffing analysis. I mean, if you look at his proactive time that he bases all of our patrol staffing on, 4 of the 7 metrics that he uses are estimates. Well, so there's no, you know, analysis of officer to population ratio, which is one of the things you look at. There's no, you know, officer to geography ratios. There's no response time analysis done in this, and that's probably the biggest gauge that we have on customer service relative to the Reading Police Department, how long it takes us to get there.
One of the things that I asked you last year, of course it was late last year, was response time for an emergency.
The last time we did the data, and we actually have to do it manually, it was almost 16 minutes.
16 minutes. And we talked about the active shooter, 5 to 12 minutes.
So if you look at when I pushed him on response time and I pushed him on, you know, officer to population ratios. And what he did is he inserted counterarguments to my points into the report. So if you look, there's a drive time map in there that shows basically what it looks like to me is a fire department station map. And it says that we can get anywhere in the city in 8 minutes. If the officer can break the call he's on right away, he's central in his beat, he's near an arterial roadway, and he drives code 3 to get there. Well, that's a lot of qualifiers to put on it, and that just, you know, we might as well kind of align the moon and stars, because, you know, it takes an hour and a half to book somebody at jail. That's if you don't have to go to the hospital. We can't break a call if we have somebody in custody, and we're putting 7 officers out on the street per shift. So that's where you get to that 16-minute response time. Drive time is only half the response time. You have to have somebody available to make that drive. So, you know, I think the analysis on the staffing side is shallow. And one of the recommendations that's in there is that we update the course of action plan that I gave to council during Measure F. We're working on that right now to get that, and we'll present to the public what we think it's going to be. And I, I did, you know, as part of Measure F, when we did the course of action plan, I had a exercise that I did with my lieutenants and captains, and I said, okay, let's talk about unrestricted funding. No problems with funding. Let's build a model of what we think the Reading Police Department should look for. And we honestly did not do data analysis on response times or any of the justifications. We just said, you know, hey, we know we need a narcotics unit. We know we need a vice unit to deal with prostitution and trafficking. We know we need a street crimes unit. We know we need this many people in patrol and this many CSOs. And in 2 hours, we came up with 174 sworn and 26 CSOs. And right now we're at 102 and 4. So, you know, do I think that my guys call that jokingly Rob's La La Land of staffing, but
that's if you have everything you ever could possibly think of.
That shows the difference between, you know, where we think the department really could be to give good service to this community and him saying that we're at 102 and if we had 16 people, we're all good and we can fix all of our response times by a shift change. I'm open to a new shift schedule, but I don't think it's going to fix our response time.
It's like you shifted the you changed the shift schedule before, so you'd have more people on the street.
We did, and we went to a combination of 10s and 12s, and one of the big advantages of that was it incorporated a training day each month into the schedule, so we could save about $60,000 a year in overtime for training. But what we had to do because of our staffing levels and our complications, when he talks about vacancies in the Reading Police Department, up until, you know, the recent couple months where we have 4 vacancies right now and not a lot of applicants to fill those, and the problems that we've been having is these young guys, we've had some of the entry levels that we've hired, 3 of them just kind of said, hey, this isn't for me, which, you know, I applaud them for having the self-realization to make that determination.
So 3 of the people you've hired?
They resigned. They said, this isn't for me. And, you know, we had a couple of others who just can't write a police report. So, you know, we've got to get the right people and maintain the standards of the department.
You've got 3 more. You've got 3 experienced officers retiring here, too, right?
Yeah, they did in December. So we had a lieutenant, a sergeant, and a corporal retire. We promoted one of our sergeants to lieutenant. We promoted 2 corporals to sergeant, and we promoted 3 of our officers to corporal. So that's good rotation in the department. It gives them a chance for our younger generation to start moving up.
Who are you trying to hire right now?
We're trying to hire the officers.
How many spots are you hiring then?
4.
4, if you can find them.
Right. So we've been looking at a couple of things, and right now, you know, with the way that the contracts are, you know, it costs us about $57,000 to send a kid to the academy, because when we hire him, we got to pay him a salary, we got to pay their housing at the academy, we got to pay him per diem for food while they're in the academy, and then we got to pay for the academy itself. So there's some different things we have to look at on the recruiting side of, are we going to start hiring kids off the street? I'm sure we have a lot of young guys in this city that are good young people that would want to go into law enforcement. They can't necessarily take 6 months off of no pay to go to a police academy. So maybe we do need to start looking at you know, recruit level.
And you're looking at hiring. And still, even with the military coming in, the police academy doesn't count like for the VA, though, right?
No, for GI Bill, they can use it.
If they're veterans,
they can use the GI Bill because most
of them. To go through the police academy.
Absolutely, because they're junior college affiliated. But still, you know, I mean, even with the GI Bill, you know, you don't get. Yeah. If you got family or people that you have to support, the GI Bill is not going to support your family while you're going to the school. It doesn't pay that much.
No.
So one of the things that I've actually talked to some of the academies about, there's 2 formats that you can use for the academy. There's the full-time 40-hour-a-week format, or there's an extended format where you go 1 evening a week every day on every Saturday, but instead of finishing in 5.5-6 months, it takes you 9 months to get done, but you get the same certification. Well, if you look at College of the Redwood, College of the Siskiyous, and Butte that have the 3 police academies in Northern California, they're all full-time. We have that gap of not having that extended format academy to where a guy could actually, or a girl could work full-time, but still complete a police academy to change professions. We don't have that up here like they do down south.
Too bad we don't have a online. Well, online, except for the Saturdays. You still have to go to a Saturday so you can see them every week.
Well, the extended format, you go Wednesday night
right. From
like 6 to 10, and then you go all day on Saturdays.
Yeah, but we don't have that.
We don't have that here. So that's the part that I want to work with the junior colleges to try to find an extended format that may help some of our, you know, increase our recruiting pool. But, you know,
What ages are you looking for?
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, can you do the physical aspects of the job? If you can do the physical aspects of the job, let's come on down, Carl. You know, it really is a matter of, you know, it's a physical aspect. It's a mental aspect. It's getting people that want to, you know, we had one of our officers you know, we hired her, and she was experienced police officer out of another city. Unfortunately, she resigned because she married a guy from her old agency and went back to where she came from. And when I did the exit interview, I asked her, you know, are you going to go back to your old agency? And she said, no, I'm tired of law enforcement. I'm tired of being called this expletive every day.
Wow.
And so, you know, there's that type of person. That
wasn't in the locker room, was it?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
you have to have that right person that can handle that negativism. And if you look at the national rhetoric right now against law enforcement, what's the motivation for a young kid today to want to come into law enforcement? So, you know, it really is a calling that people have to want to do this job.
I tell you what, Dr. Maria's ready.
Yeah.
Dr. Maria. Okay. Dr. Maria. Can you imagine?
Suit up.
Dr. Maria, you know, she pulls you over and it's like, I think I'm going to have to do an adjustment.
Yeah.
Yeah, on you. But not your back, it's your attitude. Yeah. And here she pulls out the club. Here's the attitude. Here's my adjustment tool. All right. Hey, we're here with Reading Police Chief Rob Bloody. You know, Dr. Marie, you'd probably be pretty good.
Yeah,
at
she
it.
Would be.
You know, I'm thinking about that. You
know
what?
Her father was military. She's military.
You know what? She's tough.
Minded.
Yeah.
And we'll get the first sergeant up here.
There you go. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. I'd like to know about, you know, okay, we talked about the Blueprint for Safety and all this, and I know that we're under what we were before by like 18 officers at least. And it'd be nice to get back to that. I want to talk about this continuum of care and this homeless question. I want to talk about the, you know, now with all the rains and everything, are we seeing less people on the streets? I would imagine, but maybe not. Everybody else is shaking their head no at me, so I guess they're still out there.
Well.
And, you know, what's the crime situation looking like? It looks like, you know, L.A. for the first time, the crime has gone up in every category, and the fact of people having to protect themselves, feeling like they need to protect themselves because they truly believe the government can no longer protect them from harm. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join us for Turtle Bay's most delicious event ever, Chocolate After Dark. On February 4th, you'll enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Peanuts Naturally. At just $35 per person with limited tickets available, this fabulous event is sure to sell out. So don't wait. Get your tickets today. This is a 21 and over event only. Buy your tickets at Turtle Bay or at turtlebay.org now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen & Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen & Dahl. Family helping family.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 12 minutes until 9 o'clock here on January the 13th, 2016. You know what? It's 49, 50 degrees out there, going up to no more than like 52 or 53 today. It's going to be raining a lot.
Heavy rain.
Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show is, and this is kind of an apropos thing, Northern Firearms Instruction. Yes, it's a well-known fact that when you have a response time of almost 16 minutes and a crime takes place in 5 minutes, you might have to be able to take care of yourself. This is why in the last month we've had classes, two women's classes out there. He's had two women's classes of over 40 women in each class to receive their concealed carry. All this from Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy and his crew out there. He even provides guns to those who maybe don't have a gun or the gun doesn't fit them, guns and ammo, for that class. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check it out at readingccw.com, Northern Firearms Instruction. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. The fact is that people do need to be able to protect themselves.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the sheriff and I are in concurrence when it comes to CCWs. He handles the program. Which I'm thankful for, because it is a lot of work
and admin
yeah. stuff, and you know.
But you support that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's. I got asked the other day. You know, I heard that you're not for concealed carrying guns. I said, no, I'm not. I just, you know, that's not the truth. What I do is let the sheriff handle the program because he likes to, and you know, the administrative actions of those are take a lot of staffing, and I think the sheriff handles it well. So we let the sheriff's department do it. So.
And Tom likes to do it. Tom shows up in his classes and all this. The Anderson School District have decided to let let concealed carry on campus.
Yeah.
I found that very interesting.
Well, and I understand that there's some more meetings with school boards that are going to look at that too. The one thing that people need to remember, and this is where, you know, it takes coordination between the police agencies and the school districts, is when police officers show up. I mean, it used to be in the old days before Columbine that active shooter was, you know, you surround and you move slowly and you wait and you get your SWAT team and you do all that. That tactic has changed. And when police show up at an active shooter, it's a very pointed mission. Find threat, eliminate threat. And so I just would implore the schools that if you're going to do that, make sure there's an easy way for us to identify who the teacher is and who the threat is. So give us some kind of marking to know who we're looking for.
I believe that Chief Johnson down there is going to. I think they're going to be addressing that.
Yeah, you know, coordinated training with law enforcement and who's going to be CCW on the campus. Easy markers so that we know you know who's there. I mean, we just had a long discussion about this. About this last week for, you know, good. Response to active shooter on military installations in the state of California with the California National Guard. So, you know, it's the same type of
thing. Do you think you should be able to carry concealed on bases?
The Adjutant General is allowing that now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, as of last week. So
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's where my mind went when you said Anderson is allowing concealed carry. We're talking about the teachers.
Well, it's up to the school district, but I think that's one of the groups of people, yeah. And what they said was, I think that we're here to protect these children, and if this is another layer of protection, if they are trained, and the instructions are there, that it's something when you have a no gun zone, and I think Chief will agree with me.
I just think there needs to be clarification. That was kind of a blanket statement when you say Anderson School District.
Right.
CCW carriers just need to understand that if you're present for an active shooter, you know, hey, take action to defend yourself and others, you know, where you are at the time. Just know that when the law enforcement gets there, You got to make sure you're identified very, very quickly as the good guy.
Or you've dropped that gun.
Put it down and let us deal with the threat, because we don't want that confusion.
The worst thing you would want to do is shoot somebody that's been helping people. But
absolutely,
but everybody's
got to
know the rules. No, and that's one of the things we teach in concealed carry. If you're in something like this and the police are arriving, that gun goes on the deck, or it goes where, and your hands go up, the whole thing, because you don't want to, because the only thing the police are seeing, active shooter, and there's somebody over there with a gun. You're just asking for some problems.
Let's not add confusion to an already chaotic situation is the only thing.
We've got a few minutes, and it's not enough time. I'm just going to throw this one out at you.
Uh-huh.
What's your objectives for 2016?
First and foremost, crime was flat last year. I mean, we're going to finish up the statistics, but the last one we got was up like 1.3%. So, we still need people to report crime, and we need to find some mechanisms to improve our ability to capture what's actually taking place. And I think our new computer system is, we're going to close we're down to two vendors. Their letters of clarification to their proposals are due on the 22nd. We'll review those by the end of February. We should have a vendor selected. We start the contract negotiation process, and hopefully by fall we'll start implementing our first modules. That's going to be a huge one for the department. The neighborhood police unit that we just started, they're going to do a lot of, they're not responding to calls for service, obviously, unless it's somebody that's shooting up an apartment complex or something like that. They're there to be proactive, meet with our business owners, and start looking at solving solutions in our commercial districts. Them showing the viability of how much we need that type of unit is going to be important, because remember, they're only funded for 2 years. And we had to hire those positions, train those positions, and now they're starting the unit. So showing the viability of what that unit is going to be very important for us to retaining those four positions. And we've got some other initiatives. We've done a lot in the last couple of years, and I'll recap what those were when we do the town hall meeting with our radio upgrades and the building and everything else. But we're really starting to set our sights on the biggest thing that we need in the Reading Police Department, now that we're fixing most of the infrastructure stuff in the police department, is we really got to get back to a staffing level that's appropriate for our community, and finding ways to recruit, hire, and continue to maintain the quality of the Reading Police Department is our big initiative going into the future.
Okay.
I'm listening to what you're saying. I went online. Of course, we was online with the Most Wanted, and we were talking about the increase in most of it in burglaries and theft due to methamphetamine and heroin. Am I correct in hearing you correctly? Okay. So when I look at the crime statistics last year and the uptick in 2014, we haven't gotten to 2015 statistics. You're going to release those in February. Because those numbers that you were saying that were calculated and put online weren't necessarily up. One of them said homicides up 33%. That was kind of like weird.
Well, the thing you have to be careful of is with percentages. Let's talk raw numbers. 1% increases for us in total crime is about 45. So when you have, two homicides and you go to three, that's a 30% increase.
Yeah, and that's something I wanted to clarify to our listeners.
Yeah.
I'm sure they can assess that, but still it's like...
And that's why I talk raw numbers and percentages. Mm-hmm. So, if you live in Detroit where they had 100 homicides and they have three more, they have 103... They've got a 3% increase.
Right.
We have one more homicide. We have 33%. So you got to be careful with the percentages, because I think I'd rather live here than Detroit.
Exactly. But the numbers look staggering, but it's not. It's still a lot. It's a life. So it's staggering whenever
absolutely.
It's a life. But,
most of our violent crime stuff has stayed relatively steady for quite a while. We've had some increases in robbery, aggravated assault, which majority of our aggravated assault traditionally has been domestic violence. But lately, we're getting a lot of transient on transient crime, and a lot of that, it's just part of that life that they're living in in these transient camps.
Let's go to the phones, get our last question here. Roberta.
Yeah, I didn't have a question, but talking about the schools, I understand in Israel that since the teachers have been armed since 1972, they have not had a school shooting.
That's interesting.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true, but
no,
I don't know.
I read that, so I didn't check it out.
It could be they have also guards. A lot of guards around.
Well, see pictures. The teachers are on field trips. They're carrying.
Yeah.
They have their gun hung over their shoulder.
It's a lifestyle there, I'm sure, as well as roof armed guards on the rooftops. And I think there's a lot of law and order there.
But you also have to have the teachers.
We're coming to that. That's
there,
a sad thing, but we're coming to that. We have to be armed.
People don't need to be scared walking down the streets. They just need to be aware.
right?
Yeah, I think awareness is a big part of your personal safety when we talk about crime prevention, you know, for your home. We also talk about crime prevention for yourself. But, you know, typically in Reading, people are pretty safe. Your stuff is in jeopardy, you know, because of the theft, and that's yeah. where we're getting majority of our crimes.
And
so
when
we really
you see
encourage
a shooting,
people to...
When you see a shooting when it's, you know, it's not a police-involved one, it's usually drugs. And even if it is police-involved, it's...
There's usually, you know, some drugs involved in what we're experiencing here. Not in every case, but in a lot of them, yes.
Yeah.
And just a reminder today, too, and throughout the week, is that when you leave your car unlocked or you leave something in the front seat or the back seat, even though you think you may throw a newspaper over it, we've been guilty of this, and or leaving the back where, you know, something looks like it would be an easy smash and grab, just be mindful not to do that.
Somebody just broke into my daughter's car in Lodi where she's going to school, and they got nothing.
Yeah,
because she didn't have anything in her car.
Yeah.
She learned her lesson is finally listening to Dad. So, you know, we repaired a window, but we didn't have to repair a window, cancel all the credit cards and our driver's licenses and all that stuff. So,
Dr. Maria wants to know where she should go to on the website to apply to be a cop. She says that she wants SWAT.
SWAT.
She wants just SWAT. Just give her SWAT.
Everybody starts in patrol and you earn your way to SWAT. But it's on there. You can apply to be a police officer right
there
on the Reading Police website.
There you go. Okay. She wants to know if she can carry a .454.
No.
Revolver.
No.
No. Okay. I'm sorry.
Thank
sorry,
you,
Dr.
Chief, so much for being with us.
Anytime.
And everybody in our chat pack. And we'll see you
That's
again
right.
next month. And let us know when that town hall meeting is going to be.
That's right. Trish Clark will be joining me tomorrow. And it's going to be a wild and woolly one there, I'm sure. I'm sure she has maybe one or two comments about the State of the Union address. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from trash.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Secretary of State Kerry says the Iranians took good care of the 10 U.S. sailors who were detained after their small boats drifted into Iranian territorial waters in the Persian Gulf. The Americans have since been released. Kerry is thanking the Iranians for what he calls a quick and appropriate response.
This kind of issue was able to be peacefully resolved and efficiently resolved, and that is a testament to the critical role that diplomacy plays in keeping our country safe, secure, and strong.
Defense Secretary Carter says there is an investigation.
We don't know exactly what happened, and it'll take some time to find that out, but the important thing is that they're back in our hands.
The U.S. military has said that mechanical trouble with one of the boats caused them to drift into Iranian waters. She delivered the Republican response to the President's State of the Union speech, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley saying that she is